डियर स्टूडेंट, दिस इज डॉक्टर मोहम्मद फिरोज आलम, डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ इंग्लिश, बीएन कॉलेज, भागलपुर। आई वुड लाइक टू डिलीवर ए शॉर्ट लेक्चर ऑन द स्कॉलर जिप्सी रिटन बाय मैथ्यू अर्नॉल्ड। द स्कॉलर जिप्सी वॉज रिटन बाय द पोएट एंड द एसेस्ट मैथ्यू अर्नॉल्ड इन 1853। द पोएम इज बेस्ड ऑन ए स्टोरी विच वॉज फाउंड इन द वैनिटी ऑफ डॉगमेटाइजिंग रिटन बाय जोसेफ ग्लैनविल। The poem tells the story of a poor and disillusioned Oxford student who leaves university to join a group of traveling gypsies, Romani people. The scholar gypsy wants not only to withdraw from his studies but also to withdraw from the modern world. He is so welcomed and becomes such a part of the gypsy family that they reveal some of their secrets to him. When he is discovered by two of his former Oxford peers, he tells them of how the Romani have their own unique way of learning. He plans to stay with them to learn as much as he can from them. He will then share their wisdom with the world, although he does not wish to return to that world himself. Arnold begins his poem by describing a rural setting just outside of Oxford. The speaker watches as a shepherd and reapers work in a field there. The speaker remains enjoying the view of the fields and Oxford in the distance until the sun sets, his book lying beside him. Although the story was written 200 years before the poem, local people still claim to see the scholar gypsy walking on the Berkshire moors. The speaker even claims to have seen this shadowy figure himself. He questions whether the scholar gypsy could really still be alive after two centuries, but he also does not believe the scholar gypsy could have died, as the legendary figure has turned his back on the everyday modern world and moral life. The speaker ends the poem by appealing to the scholar gypsy to avoid mortals in case he should be infected by the disease of modernity. Mathew Arnold's The Scholar Gypsy, the major British Victorian poets, the central poem anticipates the crisis of the modernist period. The poem is a testament to Arnold's preoccupation as a poet and a cultural critic. This strange disease of modern life, Arnold returns to this theme throughout his work, including in his poetic masterpieces, Thyrsis and Dover Beach, and in his major work of prose criticism, Culture and Anarchy. The scholar gypsy serves as a template for Arnold's poetic and intellectual career and epitomizes his paradoxical combination of Victorian vigor and social progressivism with a proto-modernist sense of dissociation arising from religious doubt, social fragmentation, and unity. Written in a 10-line stanzaic pattern for a total of 250 lines, the poem is a major English pastoral elegy in the tradition of John Milton's Lycidas and Thomas Gray's Elegy Written in a Country Churchyard. It bears the imprint of Arnold's classicism with allusions to Virgil's Aeneid, English translation, and its masterful conclusion in the form of an epic simile. At the same time, however, Arnold seems to undermine the scene of tradition, poetic or cultural, that he is seeking to maintain. The traditional pastoral elegy seeks to reaffirm a continuity between past and present and between the person who has died and the still existing values that he or she had embodied. The subject of Arnold's elegy is a legendary poor Oxford University student of the 17th century who has abandoned his studies to learn the occult ways of the nomadic Roma or Gypsy people. The scholar Gypsy is portrayed not as dead but as existing in an immortal twilight of the romantic imagination. Moreover, rather than reinforce a sense of cultural continuity, Arnold is at pains to warn his readers. Thank you very much, my dear students. In the next class, I will discuss about another topic. Thanks.